The fixes fall into three buckets. Let the banks trade more bonds with investors, let investors trade more bonds with each other, or let investors trade or swap more bonds with the Federal Reserve. Start with letting the banks do more. The solution would be to exempt treasuries and other safe assets, like bank reserves, from inclusion in leverage ratios. The Fed and other bank regulators did this for a year from March 2020 to help ease market chaos. The logic behind the move was sound enough. Treasuries are not risky assets likely to default, and so they do not require much capital to be held against them. Still, the leverage ratio is appealing because it is simple to administer and cannot be gamed. And with democratic bank regulators in charge, who do not want to appear to be undoing financial regulation, the idea is a non-starter. How about letting investors deal more with one another? Portfolio managers at PIMCO, a large bond investment firm, have proposed that investors should trade on a platform where asset managers, dealers and non-bank liquidity providers can trade on a level playing field with equal access to information akin to how stocks are traded. This could be good if it is actually possible. Matching buyers and sellers of treasuries is harder than matching buyers and sellers of stocks. All shares in Microsoft are the same. There are dozens of treasuries that have roughly 5 years to maturity. A final fix would be to let investors do more with the Fed. Last year, the central bank created a standing repo facility which allows a treasury to be swapped overnight for cash. But the facility is only for primary dealers, which do not always pass on the liquidity. Opening it to more participants would address this problem. It would also expose the Fed to a range of riskier counterparties. But that could be mitigated by requiring firms to swap a greater value in treasuries than the central bank gives out in cash. The problem is not a shortage of plausible reforms. It is that none of them have been implemented. The heady bull market has collided with the reality of high inflation and much higher interest rates. Financial markets have already entered a new phase in which volatility, stress and fear have returned. Any grand plans to overhaul the treasury market cannot be implemented on the fly in the midst of a burgeoning crisis. If the treasury market seizes up again, as the market for British government bonds did after ministers announced a package of unfunded tax cuts on September 23rd, the task of fixing it will fall on the Fed and its bond-buying schemes. Relaunching asset purchases at the same time as raising rates to combat inflation would be very uncomfortable. Since regulators failed to fix the treasury market when they had the chance, they may end up with little choice.